Hello, welcome to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rezac. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to The American Pulse. I find it so interesting to watch Americans respond to the great revealing. The Trump supporters are watching and celebrating. They see a wrecking ball being swung at the decrepit, self-serving bureaucracy that has fed on and stolen resources from we the people for decades, and it appears to be just the beginning. The centrists, well, they may privately cheer at some of the new transparency, but they are cautious, and rightfully so, right? We're in new territory, and a cautious attitude is understandable. Then you have the left. They have resorted to vandalizing private property to make a point as countless reports roll in of people spray painting other people's Teslas. Huh? What is the point of this besides showing early stage dementia? I saw a liberal on Facebook with a long rant about how damaging other people's cars is a sound move. The ironic part? The vast majority of Tesla owners are liberals, as they bought to show their support of their climate narrative. So liberals are vandalizing other liberals' cars to protest Elon Musk. Okay. Before we get to today's interview, I wanted to share a couple of memes with you. The first is from Jeffrey Tucker, who says, quote, "Still people don't understand entirely what has happened. The party now in control of the U.S. executive branch is a third party built out of the corpses of two prevailing parties. It goes by the name Republican, but that is nearly a historical accident. Nearly all the top people are refugees from the Democrat Party and were never welcomed and even hated by the legacy establishment of the Republicans." Sounds familiar right here in Washington. So he goes on to say, so far, there is every indication of the intention to dismantle government as we've known it for a century or more. I consider that a good thing in general, unquote. And one from John Rich, who says, quote, "I believe Doge is tiptoeing through the fraud incrementally. They are starting with the ridiculous stuff so Americans can become aware of the situation and digest it piece by piece. But what lies at the end stages of the discovery will probably rattle us all to the core," unquote. Man, I hear you, and I'm here for it. Let's get to our interview with American Janet Bartlett, but first, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produces top quality, customizable, full-color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. My guest today is American Janet Bartlett. Janet is a CPA with extensive experience in corporate leadership. She became interested in the local political scene through the Washington Voter Research Project and currently is serving as the treasurer of the KCGOP. Here is my interview with Janet Bartlett. Okay, I am here with American Janet Bartlett right here in Seattle. Janet, welcome to the American Pulse. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here. I certainly enjoy, value your enthusiasm and your knowledge of what's going on in the world today.
Thank you very much. You know, you and I have had a number of really great conversations, and we're gonna get into some of that today and maybe save some of it for another date. But you and I have both been involved in local politics, not as career politicians, but is this kind of part of this grassroots movement of everyday Americans kind of hearing the call that, look, maybe my involvement does matter. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, you've been involved a while now, what it would be your message to people? Because my sense is there's probably still a lot of really good Americans across the political spectrum who are still sitting on the sidelines, passionate about some of the issues, but they don't feel like it really matters. And so I just wanted to start off by getting your kind of thoughts on that.
I completely agree with you, Tony. Over time, the world has not rewarded people for getting involved in politics. And people have definitely gotten that feeling that what they're trying to do doesn't really matter because you can't fight City Hall.
Right.
What I think is going on now is that people, well, first of all, the society has changed so much, people can no longer tolerate what the government is doing to them. So they're trying harder, and there are cracks in the system, and those cracks are going to get bigger and bigger. And people want the more cracks there are, the more people see they can actually make a difference, more people will get involved. That's where we started.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm seeing most of the people that I know that are involved are newly involved in the grassroots movement, right? Because of this very reason, they've sat on the sidelines. Some of them just became so intolerant of what they were seeing and the lack of movement that they thought, well, let's throw ourselves in there and see what we can do. And now I think the way that Trump and Doge are moving is inspiring because you're seeing that things can happen really fast. Like, I think there's been this cynicism and resignation that the systems are so corrupt and their bureaucracy is so big, nothing matters, even on the state and local level. Like, it just doesn't matter. But I think they have set the tone that you can make rapid changes with the right people. And I wanted to ask you, like, of all the things that might be coming, is there something that maybe you're waiting for that you're anxiously, watching to see, are they going to get to this? Are they going to announce this? Like, what is happening on the Doge, level that maybe you're waiting to see, and maybe praying that will happen?
Well, there are a ton of things. First of all, Trump is not only creating cracks, he's taking a sledgehammer to the system. So the bigger those cracks are, the more it gets destroyed, the more that gets exposed, the more people have hope that things can actually change. I am the number one issue for me is election integrity, because without election integrity, a vote does not matter, and we cannot change our leadership. We've been under corruption for a very, very long time. So election integrity is rooted in the census system being completely broken. So that creates the distribution of electors for across the states, and of course, the corrupt system is putting electors where they want them. And the whole election, the layers of fraud, the layers of registration, the voter rolls, all of that stuff is going to get exposed through all of the efforts. And I think Doge is setting the tone, creating the seed for a lot of that exposure to happen. Second thing I'm really excited about is the medical system. My brother is a doctor. We've been watching the medical system for a long time. And the poisons that are put into our food supply are pretty immense. People don't understand how large it really is. And the solutions, the natural medicinal products that are out there that are very helpful, are not allowed to be discussed. Can't approach a medical problem with true science, with real medicinal solutions. So I'm looking forward to so much of that coming to light, where doctors actually are able to interact with an individual patient with true science and offer alternative treatments.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that as well. I think there's a lot of truth around the vaccines and the schedule and autism and all that. Like, I think they're going to get to all that stuff. And then let Americans choose whether or not this is a good product. But I think there has not been informed consent on many of this. I think it's been suppressed. I mean, you had during COVID, you had, 10,000 doctors lined up to say, wait, we have some concerns, and they were completely canceled and shot down. So I look forward to more transparency in all of these kind of very important issues. education, health, voter integrity, all these different things are on the table. And I think that the Trump administration is kind of setting a precedent that, you know, we want the American people really want to know as they make their choices, what's actually true and what has been propaganda.
Agreed. And, the follow the money theme, absolutely everything they're finding is waking up more and more people. And the more engaged people are, the more they get involved. It's a train that just cannot be stopped.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, you and I have done a deep dive into the United States corporation. This is edgier content. I don't want to get too much into it. Other than, I have done a rabbit hole way down on the U.S. corporation as distinct from the American Republic. And I've maintained for a while that Trump being an outsider was really targeting the dismantling of the deep state, also known as the United States Corporation, and has ties to the Vatican and also the British Crown, and that's why DC is separate from the United States. And there's just all this stuff, all this information that is kind of obvious when you look at it, but it's missing. It's kind of hidden in plain sight. And people like, I don't know if that's true and all this. And you get into what's called conspiracy theory, but a lot of the conspiracy theories now were just early adopters of the truth and trying to share with people what was going on. And I think this is one that's a prime example. I do think that we're seeing the dismantling of the U.S. corporation, and people are freaking out because they have loyalty to the U.S. corporation, when in fact, what we're talking about is a restoration from the ground up of the United States Republic, which is different legal and jurisdictions and different constitution, believe it or not. Now, that is a lot to give you, but I just wanted to ask you, like, seen through this lens, could it be this is what we're seeing? I watch it as kind of a interested, informed observer. I can't say too much, but I could watch and go, oh, that really lines up with that. And that sure looks like that. And wink, wink to certain people. But I guess I just wanted to give you a chance to, you know, could this be what's actually going on? And the media is not reporting it. And a lot of people don't really know that this is what's going on.
The rabbit hole runs very, very deep.
Yes, it does.
and at the very beginning of it, if the goal of corruption is to extract money from a system and to have a controlled population, if those two things are their goal, and you look at history as early as the first constitution, as you said, mm-hmm. This, if people think about the entire thing in the light of central banks controlled by foreign entities,
yep,
and the gold standard, mm-hmm. So having fiat money that is supported by physical gold and silver, God's money, mm-hmm. And you look at the history. My husband and I went down this rabbit hole the last 24 hours and just kind of looked at the history of those two things as they get tied together. And this could be a much, much deeper dive, but I'm going to just give you a big picture. Sure. Number one, foreign entities have controlled our country through central banks for a very long time.
Yep.
They get in by creating war. They finance both sides. Governments are now in debt they cannot control, and our betters bail us out. So every central bank was created after a war. Andrew Jackson took out the central banks in the 1830s. They created the Civil War to reinstate the central bank. Mm-hmm. I believe, my humble opinion, the Act of 1871 creating the corporations was enacted because the first 80 years of our country were people fought back against the central bank.
Yep.
And it went away and it came back, and they start a war, it comes back, somebody pushes it away. I think the Act of 1871 was to create another avenue to extract the same result.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yes. That-
We will have to do a deep dive on this because there's so many things to go. I'm just going to finish by saying, isn't it interesting that Andrew Jackson is the portrait that President Trump has chosen to be up in his office? You know what I mean? Like,
That is no accident.
I think that is a wink, wink to what's going on. Another one. There's many. Well,
I'm
Jen.
not even sure it's a wink, wink. I'm thinking it's a hey, look here.
Exactly. Well, I feel like we could sit around the fire and talk about this all night, but these are short episodes. I definitely want to have you back on Basecamp to do a deeper dive on this exactly, because I think there's many, many layers to look at and possibilities to look at. But thank you so much, Janet, for coming on the American Pulse. Always so great to be in your presence and chat with you.
Thank you, Tony, for doing this. This is great. The American people must know.
If you're interested in getting connected and getting involved, please go to www.kcgop.org. And if you're in the Seattle area on Saturday, go to the website and sign up for Impact 25. It's going to be a fantastic event. I'll be there with microphone along with tons of other leaders of this grassroots We the People movement. We thank you for listening to the American Pulse, and we'll see you next week.